all the time while I'm teaching. So Sheikh Musa went mad. He got very, very mad, and he used his powers as the Imam of the Masjid to eventually have Hamid Khabir removed from Pirmouth Park Masjid. So he was removed. Alhamdulillah, after that, there was a lot of peace, and eventually, on the committee of the Pirmouth Park Masjid, a lot, the MGC used a lot of pressure on them, on the committee, to have me removed from there as well. Eventually, I was removed from the Primrose Park Masjid, and then I went over. The Imam of the British Crown Masjid came to me and he said, "Maulana, you come and teach in my masjid. I give you full permission." So I moved from Primrose Park Masjid to the British Crown Masjid. And so all of my students transferred themselves over there. And eventually, also after I think 2 years, pressure was used by the MGC on the British Crown Masjid as well, and I was expelled from there as well. So 6 masajid, I named them to Mio Street Masajid, Goodwill Masjid, Belha Masjid, Sari Estate Masjid, Primrose Park Masjid, and the last masjid was British Crown Masjid. 6 masajid from which I was removed as a result of my teaching. What were my teachings? My teachings was, those of you have heard, that there is azab even for Muslims in the Qabr if they have not lived righteous and pious lives. There is no such thing as you are a Muslim, so you are saved from Akhirah. There's no such thing. If you have lived righteous lives and you've been obedient to Allah and the Rasul of Allah, to Quran and Sunnah, you're okay. But if you are disobedient, if you are rebellious, if you are not in complete obedience to Quran, Sunnah and Sharia, you will also receive punishment in the grave. There will be contraction in the grave. There will be snakes, scorpions, and so on biting you in the grave, and there will be darkness in the grave. All these from taken from Quran and Sunnah, mainly from Sahih Ahadith, which I had quoted, was unacceptable in Cape Town. Totally unacceptable to them. They said, if a person is a Muslim, he will never be punished in the grave, and he will never go into Jahannam. That was a firm belief in Cape Town. And I was, and surprisingly, the thousands of people that were attending my classes, all of them held on to me, and they believed everything that I was teaching to be Sahih. So Alhamdulillah, as has happened, support,
meeting at the MGC.
Yeah. I received an invitation from the MGC. They wrote a letter to me to say that I must come to the Masjid al-Salam where they are having a meeting, and I must come and listen to what they have to say with regard to my lesson. So on that evening, I went to Masjid al-Salam. When I went there, 40 major mashayikh of Cape Town were present there at that. All the major, the leader of the whole gathering was a person, he was the president of the MGC, Sheikh Nazim Muhammad. He was there also, and he was present there. And he told one incident I just want to relate to, which I missed out. I don't know how many of you are aware of Bhaipadia Ramatwalali. So he came to visit me. Bhaipadia came to visit me and he told me, "Mora Adam, please take me to Sheikh Nazim Muhammad. I want to go and meet him." I said, "No problem." I took him to Sheikh Nazim's house. When we went there, then Sheikh Nazim told Bhaipadia, he said, Bhai, I want to talk to you. Talk to this person, this Mullah Adam, talk to him. Tell him to stop teaching. I don't know what they're going to learn in India. He's saying to Paiparia, he said, I don't know what they go to learn in India, but all the things which Mullah Adam is teaching, all are Indian mythology. The Greeks have got many fairy tales. Similarly, he went to India and he brought back all the fairy tales from India. That is what he acquired, and he is teaching the people here in Cape Town Indian mythology. Tell him to stop his nonsense and stop teaching that. Bhaipadia surprised me. Bhaipadia told him that, Sheikh Nazim, I want to tell you something. I have listened to all the recordings, the tapes of Mullah Adam, and I can tell you that none of the ulama of Transvaal, none of the ulama of Natal have anything anti-Mullah Adam. Nothing at all whatsoever. They have listened to him. All are in accordance. There is absolutely nothing wrong with him. So I'm telling you, this is not... He never went to any school in India. He went to Darul Deoband, and that is where he studied. And one of the finest institutions, the leading institution in turning out ulama in the whole world, is Darul Deoband. And I promise you, he studied there, he qualified from there. He is not teaching mythology. What he is teaching is absolute haq. So I'm telling you, leave this man alone and stop all your nonsense that you are doing to him. So Bhaipadia said that and removed it. The other incident I want to tell you, when this Sheikh Murad of Pal sent me to the South Peninsula High School, that Mr. Murad sent me to the Akhriga. The principal sent me to the Akhriga family. And I went there. And then I started Juma in Masjid al-Hussein in Deep River, which is opposite the South Peninsula High School. Over 100 students from the school used to attend the Juma, and 19 teachers used to come there regularly. And then the Weinberg region is nearby, and the Constantia area is nearby there. And then, of course, the whole area around the masjid. We used to receive more than 500, later on up to 1,000 people coming for Juma to the Masjid of Saint. I used to deliver a 45-minute bayan. After that, perform the khudwa, and then Sheikh Saleh Abadi used to lead the Juma Salah. So, alhamdulillah, I was 12 years in the Masjid of Hussein. And what happened there is remarkable. What happened there is the most of the people that used to come there for Juma were from the Cockney community. I'm saying this because what happened there is the entire Cockney community became, almost you can say, murids of mine, followers of mine. And alhamdulillah, the leading Muslim families among the Cockneys, the Danseys, the Palakers, the Parkers, Akrikers, and a number of others, all became very close friends of mine. This is how the impact was with the Cockney community, that they all became my friends and colleagues, and they all became pro Mullah Adam, if we can put it that way. And alhamdulillah, that carried on for many, many years from up till now. That is the condition. What happened now is that after all this happened, then Mona Shabir Saluji, if you people know him, of Darul Zakaria, and Baji Patel, They sent me a notice. They said, "Maulana, you've been taken out from six masajid already. We don't know how many more masjids you are going to be removed from. Why don't you come to the Transvaal? Let us go on a collection drive. Let us collect money. You put up your own masjid." So, Maulana Shabbir, Baji Patel, and all, this is what they advised. I came down here, and we went to Maulana Shabbir, myself, and Baji Patel went on a collection drive. And Alhamdulillah, the 40, 50 people we went to all gave contributions. And lastly, we went to Ibrahim Bhai of Jet Printers. He told me, "Mona, what are you doing here? You go back to Cape Town. Me and my son, Ashraf of Kulfi Ice Cream, we will collect and we will come to you with the money. You go to the city council and try and obtain ground for a masjid. We will pay for it and we will see to it that a masjid is put up there." But Alhamdulillah, this is how it happened, and I went back. I went to the city council and I approached them and spoke to them. I don't know if brothers can remember, it was the time when the tricameral started. Tricameral was where there was the whites, the Indians, and the Africans. Three. Yeah. So Alhamdulillah, I went to many of the tricameral people in a place area called Pelican Park. Houses had been built for them there. So they were colleagues of mine, and I went to them. And they said that, "Don't worry, we will get the ground for you." They went with me to the city council, and Alhamdulillah, the city council said that there is an area known as Pelican Heights that we are building, and that will you can there's a ground set aside there, 3,000 square meters, which is meant for the church, but because the tricameral has approached us, we are prepared to make that for a mosque, for a masjid. No problem at all, provided you can pay the price. So I said, "How much will be the price?" They said, "300,000 rand." So I then phoned Ibrahim Bajet and I told him that this is what they want. So he said, "It's a bit stiff, but it's worth it because the ground is very big. Nowhere in Transvaal will you obtain 3,000 square meters for 300,000 rand. So don't hesitate. We will bring the money over to you. By next week, we will come. You get somebody, an architect, to design a masjid for you. We will bring the 300,000 rand." As a result of the tricameral's intervention, if I can put it that way, eventually, this is surprising, you'll find it very hard to believe. As a result of the intervention, the city council reduced the price from 300,000 to 30,000. They reduced price to 30,000. And I phoned Ibrahim Bhai and I told him this is what he was. Somebody said, "Look, I'm depositing the money now. You take this money and you go immediately. And before they change their mind, go and pay the city council the 30,000 rand in cash." So I next day the money deposited in 2 days' time. I had the money with me. I took the money and I went to the city council with the money. And when I walked in there, they asked me, "What is in the bag with you?" I said, "I brought the money for the masjid ground." They were absolutely surprised because in those times, 30,000 rand is a lot of money. But they were very happy. And you know what they said? They said, look, because it was in a bank bag, so they didn't want it to count the money. They accepted the 30,000 rand, and they told me that, Mr. Adam, instead of us taking 3 months to do the transfer, we're going to do the transfer within 3 days. The grant will be transferred onto your organization in 3 days' time, and you can take possession, you can start building in 3 days' time. You can start building. We will transfer it over to you in your name, in your organization. Alhamdulillah, I came back. In my first class after that, now listen to this one, very interesting. In my first class after that, I came back. All my students were in the masjid. I told them what had happened, and I told them about the construction of the masjid. So they told me, they said, Mawla, you have been teaching us for so many years. We've never done anything for you in return. Most of us are builders. We're in the building industry. And we promise you, we give you assurance now that this masjid you want to put up, we will build it for you. And we want nothing from you. We'll work over weekends and build a masjid for you. But we have a problem. The problem is that this ground, the sea used to come over this ground. The reason is that they found seashells all over the ground where the masjid is. And that proves to them that the sea, at some stage, the sea was flowing right up to that area. So they said, we will need a reinforcement for this masjid, and metal reinforcement. So alhamdulillah, they got together and they started with the masjid. They put up 48 reinforcement, that is still in the masjid. 48 reinforcements with metal within it. And those reinforcements are in the masjid. And then some of them go together, and after the pillars were put up, they did decorations on those pillars. So alhamdulillah, this is how that masjid then, because people knew of my connection with the Tabligh Jamaat, that masjid eventually. What happened? The Markaz was a Muir Street masjid. But the committee of Muir Street was totally unhappy with the Tabligh Jamaat being there and using the Muir Street masjid as a Markaz. So they came to me, the seniors of the Jamaat came to me, and they said, Mawla, do we have permission to transfer ourselves to this masjid, to your masjid? And I told them, I've got no, my ta'alluq with the Tabligh Jamaat has been ever since 1959. And I've got no problem, you people come over. And so they were very happy, and then the Markaz became the masjid which we built there. And they moved over here. And up till now, the Markaz of the Tabligh Jamaat is the masjid where we are, which is called the Masjidul Falah. So alhamdulillah, that also took place. So alhamdulillah, all these things happened. And of course, then after that, the MJC. What happened there is most of the shuyukh and the ulama were not going anymore to Azhar or to any Arab country. Even from Cape Town, they were going to Azadul, they were going to Zakaria, they were going to Newcastle, and so on, to become ulama. And Maulanas were coming to Cape Town. So this is what happened. The whole transfer took place, and of course, in that particular way, the whole transformation took place. The MGC became much quieter and so on, and laid back, and there was no more opposition to me anymore. So alhamdulillah, things have now, at the moment, things are quiet. Many of the ulama, our ulama, are now in the MGC. Things are much quieter. What the halal, haram issue, that which has broken out, we must try and understand that in its proper context. A lot of mistakes were made. What I would like to see is honesty. Admit, if we have made mistakes, admit we have made mistakes and put it right. That's a right way to go. Don't deny. Don't keep denying, because you make yourself into a laughing stock. So, ulama are supposed to admit to the truth. Yes, the MGC has made, even recently with the Orion saga, we made a lot of mistakes. We need to admit our mistakes, come clean, and put the house in order. If we do that, then it will be the most sensible thing to do.